Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. A Plymouth County District Court judge has denied a request by the attorney for Reese Harms to drop one of the charges against him. Harms of Lamars is charged with murder in the second degree and attempted murder. These charges stem from an incident in January at a Lamars apartment where Harms is accused of causing injury to a Merrill man, which later resulted in his death. Harms' attorney argues that the defendant cannot be convicted of both attempted murder and murder in the second degree for the same act. Assistant Plymouth County Attorney Jason Bring argued that the defendant could be convicted of attempted murder but not second-degree murder. Based on the state's argument, Judge Deck ordered that the motion to dismiss the second charge be denied. A pretrial hearing for Harms was held this week. No trial date has been set. An Iowa school district at the center of an assault investigation involving its high school wrestling team is losing two administrators. The Hinton School Board accepted the resignations of middle and high school principal Phil Gestowers and athletic director Brian DeYoung, who is also an elementary school principal. No reasons were given for the resignations that are effective at the end of the school year. The Coralville police launched an investigation after wrestlers said older teammates tasered them at a hotel during a wrestling tournament last month. A video circulating on social media showed a wrestler being held down in a bed during the attack. A police spokesperson says additional information will likely not be released because all involved are juveniles. Hinton's head wrestling coach is still on administrative leave. Parents say he's being allowed to teach math. The Lamar Street Department has given the okay for Wells South Ice Cream Plant to shut down part of 18th Street Southwest this morning. This is between 6th Avenue Southwest and 12th Avenue Southwest. The closure is between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. this morning. They'll be installing another new crane rail in the freezer, which requires them to pull it out of the freezer and across 18th Street Southwest. There will be detour signs up during the hours listed. The Iowa Court of Appeals has upheld the life sentence of a Dickinson County man in the shooting death of a woman outside a Milford Medical staffing office in 2022. Christian Goignarns of Spirit Lake was found guilty of first-degree murder in the shooting death of Shelby Wojcicki at a parking lot of her workplace. Wojcicki was the mother of his two children, but they were separated. Goignarns appealed, saying there was not enough evidence to support his conviction or to show he planned the shooting ahead of time. The Court of Appeals ruling says there was some evidence missing from the case, including the gun, but Wojcicki's 911 call identifying Goignarns as the shooter and corroborating surveillance video was substantial evidence to uphold the conviction. The Iowa Senate passed a bill along party lines that would authorize law enforcement in the state to arrest immigrants who are here illegally and to empower Iowa judges to order deportations. Under the bill, it would become a state crime for a person to enter the state if they're already deported or refused entry into the U.S. Republican Senator Jeff Reichman says the state must step in because the Biden administration has allowed record numbers of illegal border crossings. Democrats oppose the bill. They say immigration is a federal issue and it would be unconstitutional for the state to get involved in arresting and removing people from the country. The Iowa House has voted to require teenagers to have a parent's permission to use social media accounts. If the bill becomes law, social media companies must give a parent access to their minor child's Instagram, Snapchat, or other accounts and the ability to shut down those accounts. Federal law currently prohibits anyone under the age of 13 from having their own social media account. Bill backers say teenagers face harassment and other dangers online, and their parents need to be able to know about and supervise what their kids are doing on Instagram, Snapchat, and other social media platforms. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sleggers.